one on your keypad if you have questions for our coaches here today. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Rhode Island Rams, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Coach Fleming.
Good morning.
Good morning. Congratulations on a very impressive win number one for you guys, beating Harvard 17-10 on Saturday, your first win ever over the Crimson. As you've gone back and looked at the tape, what impressed you about your guys' performance?
Well, I mean, I thought we operated on all three phases, you know, obviously well enough to win the game. You know, obviously there was a couple of, you always looked to where it could be a lot better. I mean, we gave up a three-play touchdown drive that was really phenomenally unacceptable just in terms of tackling and, you know, execution of defensive structure. But, I mean, I thought that, you know, we played well off of one another, you know, defensively, offensively, and special teams. Managed the field position, won the time of possession, didn't turn over except the one late in the game, which really was made it a lot more uncomfortable than it needed to be. But, you know, it was a good victory. We needed it. We put all in. You know, we did everything we needed to do to bring about that victory. And for a team that's basically had their way with us in the last 2 years, it was certainly good to get on the right side of that. And we're hoping on using that as a building block going forward. You know, got one more Ivy game to play with Brown, but, you know, we're into the real conference now, which is CAA football.
We talked in the last couple of weeks about how the turnovers have hurt you, and as you touched on, just the one turnover, Tyler, with a very efficient game, 12-19 for 235 and a touchdown. Talk about his play and getting rid of the turnovers and still being able to hit the big plays.
Well, I mean, you know, it's just execution, and third game he started since he was in high school. He's just making improvement. Even though he's a junior, he's still making improvement week to week. I think our coaching staff did an outstanding job and thought it was a very well-called game. We had some very timely hits, and, you know, obviously we want to be able to improve. We got to get our scoring up. You know, we'd like to try to get ourselves into the 28-point a game, you know, area, and we're not there at this point in time. So there's a lot of little things we need to do better, and we'll continue to try to be a better football team this week and see if we can handle New Hampshire.
Aaron Parker, 3 catches for 103 yards, including the 51-yard TD. His fifth straight game now with a TD catch. And really, it seems like we've been talking about a different cast of in your receivers every week. How good is this group, and has Aaron become sort of a breakaway threat for you guys about every time?
You know, I think that there's a number of guys that, you know, you look and, you know, we don't go out and just try to isolate certain people. That's not the way we run our schemes. We go out and we run routes. We go ahead and give what the defense gives us, and we obviously, you know, make calls based upon what we anticipate. And, you know, Aaron's been on the receiving end of things, you know, obviously in a big-time way over the last couple of weeks, and able to find the end zone. You know, there's a host of guys, you know, that have stepped up. You know, Marvin Bevay's had big games. Harold Buckner's had big games. You know, our young freshman Isaiah Coulter's had big game, big plays for us. You know, Kyrie Denny, another very, you know, good receiver, should have had a touchdown pass, you know, last weekend, you know, corner and end zone, tough catch, but, you know, we think he has the ability to do that. You know, Aaron had a chance at a second touchdown pass that went through his hands. So, I mean, you know, it's a very, very talented group of guys that, you know, as long as they remain unselfish and continue to work and block on the perimeter and run things hard, you know, then, you know, anybody's number could get called at any time, and they got to catch the balls they have an opportunity to, and that will really enhance our offense to be as good as it can be. You know, I think that, you know, their size is very good. We need to take advantage of that and the physical presence on the perimeter. But I think that group, as much as anything, if they're playing at fullest potential, I think gives us a flavor of our offense that we haven't had here in the past.
We're here with Rhode Island head coach Jim Fleming. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. I want to switch to the other side of the ball and the defensive effort. No points in the second half, and another big day for your defensive front, especially Jose Duncan, 5 tackles, 3 for loss, a couple of sacks. What makes him so disruptive up front?
You know, he's a kid that's continued to work hard, you know, his entire career, you know, just in terms of getting better. And I think he's playing with a lot of confidence right now. He, you know, plays extremely hard and has gotten better technically. So, I mean, you know, the bottom line is with pass rush, you know, what you really continue to harp is that you're not trying to identify one guy to go get him. They rush in, in conjunction with one another. So there's a lot of our pass rush schemes that are, you know, cover me, cover you in terms of the pass rush lanes, and that gives a little bit of freedom. So if you're having some freedom at one D end, then the defensive tackle needs to show up. And we've had, you know, we had a lot of production out of those guys, and they're playing physical and playing tough, and they play with a lot of heart. So it's been a linchpin for us so far, and we've got to continue to utilize their abilities up front and stop the run and put pressure on the pass game.
Harvard's a team that's been pretty potent offensively. Did you think that you could be able to shut them down the way that you were able to?
Well, we think every week we can shut everybody down. You know, I mean, that's what you kind of spend all these hours for. But shutdown's a tough word. I mean, you know, people practice and they're going to get plays on. You know, we really felt that was really the opportunity for us to be a three-point game, truthfully. You know, we gave up, as I said, you know, one drive a week, you know, seems to be one you just scratch your head on. And we had that one surface again, a couple of big plays involved in the same drive, and they got in the end zone. The 3 points was one that, you know, they drove, you know, early in the game, had a couple opportunities to get off the field. But, you know, we didn't know. I mean, we felt that Harvard is always going to be a well-recruited program. We knew that they had lost some significant contributors, but certainly felt that they would reload with similar type guys. We were correct in the fact that they didn't really change their scheme a whole bunch, so it was, you know, it was good to know that, you know, there were no surprises that we were caught with our pants down, which is always the, you know, the concern in a first game when they haven't played. But you know, we felt that we would match up. You know, you looked across the field pregame, I mean, their offensive line was blocking out the sun, a very impressive group, but our guys played with good pad level and technique and were able to handle that part of the line of scrimmage, which really led to, you know, our defensive success. We just got to make sure we eliminate the big plays going forward.
As you touched on, back to CA football play this week with a road trip to a nationally ranked New Hampshire squad. As you started to prepare for New Hampshire, what are some of the challenges that they present?
Well, the quarterback's a real pain. I mean, you know, he continues to move around and run around and do things, you know, when you think you've got your hands on him, and he has a way to be able to get out of it like Houdini. Really like their backs. You know, those kids are big and physical. Offensive line is solid. You know, defensively looks like another normal, you know, UNH defense. You know, they're big and solid up front. Linebackers, you know, run around well, and I think their safeties are good with, you know, two good cover guys outside. So, I mean, you know, they look very similar. I know they ran into a little bit of a buzzsaw. You know, the turnovers hurt them last week and you know, kind of gave a misrepresentative score. But, you know, they're going to be, you know, lathered up and ready. You know, we're the homecoming game, and we're going into their den, which, you know, we've got to make sure we're hitting on all cylinders to be able to go ahead and win the football game.
Before I let you go, I just wanted to get your feeling. Obviously, with you guys' victory over Harvard, a preseason favorite in the league, now 19-2 against FCS non-conference opponents. How good is this league now, top to bottom, and how does the performance of in the non-conference sort of show that?
Well, I mean, I was shocked when I read the stat going into the Harvard game that they were 25-4 all time against CAA opponents, or, you know, whatever, when it was A-10, or, you know, I'm sure it was all the way back to when it was whatever we were, Big East or whatever. But, you know, I was shocked that their success versus our level of football, but I thought that, you know, it was nice to see. It validates what we all talk about, that we play in the most competitive conference in the country, and if we're able to step up, you know, we're ranked last in the league preseason right now. We're able to beat the number one favorite in the Ivy League. I think it's pretty self-explanatory if the pundits are accurate that our conference is much stronger than the Ivy League, and we should be able to go ahead and step up and play those guys. Now, we've got another one. It's probably Brown will be good and mad about me making these statements, but it is what we've got. Every week in the CAA is a very tough battle. They're well-coached football teams. They're talented. And, you know, I think what's great about the conference, I think anybody can beat anybody on any given Saturday in our league, and everybody needs to come strapped up and ready to go.
All right, Jim, thanks for your time as always today. Safe travels to New Hampshire, and we'll talk again next Monday.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, thanks.